T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's OMF, no Ordway here in the Ford Fenway Studios from Fenway Park. And it's time to talk to Alex Cora here on an OMF Friday. Alex brought to you by Arbella Insurance, the Cumberland Farms, and the official coffee, of course, of the Red Sox Radio Network at Cumberland Farms. Alex, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. You may have noticed last couple weeks I'm kind of a moron, so I got a dumb question to start here. You said earlier this week that
nobody's debating it.
No, it's okay.
That's kind of messed up.
We let it go. I'm admitting it. I've admitted it. My wife knows. Everyone else can know. You said earlier this week the playoffs started a little bit earlier than you for everybody else.
It's better.
But take me through that. Does that mean different preparation? Is that just in-game? Is that talking to the players? What does that entail when the playoffs start essentially 5 weeks early to get a spot?
I mean, you saw what happened in Cleveland. It's not that, you know, we're going to do it every day, but I felt like in Cleveland with the off day on Thursday and the way, you know, we're going to take advantage of Monday, we have to be aggressive as far as the bullpen usage. It's not easy over 162 games. You know, we just played 34 games in a row. And if you do that over 34 games, the playoffs will be – and it will end very quick, you know. You know what I mean? So I just felt going into that series, the way we were structured, the way the schedule is coming, we were going to be able to be aggressive, and we were.
Do you have to tell your guys that going into the final 5 weeks? Look, I'm going to treat this differently. I need you all to be prepared, especially the guys in the bullpen, I guess, specifically, that might have to be pitching in roles that they might not necessarily be used to during the first 4.5 months of the year.
They are prepared, but at the same time, we got to be smart about it. You know, we used Darwinson, what, 2 innings on Wednesday. Is a kid that we have to, you know, it's a big part of this year and a big part of this organization in the upcoming year. So, We have to be smart today. You know, we got Nate. We got a few guys that we were very aggressive in Cleveland, but now, you know, we need our starters to go deeper into games so we can be creative in the last 3 innings, the last 4 innings. And they know where we at. It's nothing, you know, we don't have to talk about it like this is what we have to do. But there's some cool conversations in the dugout, on the mound, and the guys, they understand where we at. And for how slim the possibilities are, you know, I think, you know, it's, you know, Oakland is playing well and Tampa is playing well, but we do have a chance. And schedule-wise, if you're going to start looking at certain series, well, if you're the manager of the Red Sox, you just tell your guys, well, let's make September 22nd count. You know, when we go to Tampa, you know, let's make sure we are where we're supposed to be. We can be up 2 or down 4 or down 5. But let's make sure that series, it matters. You know, we've been playing, we played good throughout the season down there. So why not have that mindset instead of looking at the whole picture? If you look at the whole thing, it looks ugly. You know, it looks awful. But if you start looking at the things that, as a manager, you have to look, well, you know, you're like, okay, we can pull this off.
Is that kind of like what you talk about? Because you said you weren't going to chase wins during the season. Is that just kind of another way of saying, like, you are chasing wins? Because you obviously need them?
Well, so, I mean, the calendar is going to help you to be more aggressive. You know, if you try to chase a win when you're playing 15 in a row, you're down 3. I didn't chase a win. We were up in all the games. So it's a little bit different. You know, we were ahead with Chris. We were ahead with BJ. So we were good. The first game against Cleveland, you know, the guys came back. So there's a difference between chasing wins and securing wins. And that's what we did the last 2 days in Cleveland.
Is that just kind of like the balance between being careless and, you know, aggressive?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you can be careless just trying to win every game. And then let's say you're down 4 and you run Eovaldi out there for 2 innings and, you know, you lose 5-1. That's careless, you know, so we ran Nate when we felt we needed him, and, you know, we ended up winning the games.
And I was even, I think, game one in Cleveland when he said Workman would be available only to save. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I should have brought Workman in, but you bring him in that 10th inning and you get out of the inning, now what?
Yeah.
Right? And you still might lose and you use Work.
Yeah, I mean, the guy that pitched the ninth, he's been pretty solid for, what, 35 yeah. hitters or something like that. So just one slider that got away and they hit out of the ballpark. But you got to be very careful. Like I said, we put ourselves in this spot. But we can play out of it. We got the talent. Now it's just a matter of be smart about it and how we gonna maneuver the next probably 10 days.
So you said, you know, big picture, it's not pretty. But I was looking at one guy like Erod, for example. I'm like, he has had a really good year for you. There's been some things you wanted to see, but he's almost at the point where a bad month in the year doesn't look good. A good month, and now, so how important is it for that message or the evaluation that continues? How important for you are these next 40 or so games, 38, whatever it is, just to get that message across to these guys, finishing strong?
we haven't talked about finishing strong. I think we're taking it day by day. But we, you know, the feedback of every start is something that we value. And there's a few things that Eduardo has done really well throughout the season. The last few, as far as location and being aggressive with certain hitters, he hasn't been there. And we talk about it. As you know, he's a work in progress, but he's good. He's really good at this level. And it just to make sure he understands that what you have is good enough. You don't have to trick people. You don't have to be careful with Santana because he's Santana. You know, he's having a great season. Your stuff plays, and that's the feedback. And obviously, this month is going to be huge for all of us, but at the same time, we just got to keep teaching them and telling them how good they are. If they do that, they don't try to be somebody else, they're going to have a great month.
Andrew Cashner really struggled in the rotation, Alex. Do you have any ideas about why he wasn't able to transfer over what he did in Baltimore to the starting rotation? And what gave you confidence that he'd be successful in the bullpen? Bullpen gave you two really good outings here in the two spots out of the pen.
Yeah, I always believe
turn that mic back on.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, you guys missed what he said. Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
I did it last week.
I was like, what's going on?
I'll blame Bradford.
No, it's okay. You don't have it. where I used to work on TV, it was just press it.
You could really mess with
it,
people,
yeah.
too, with that, too.
going back to Cashner, it wasn't about the stuff, actually. You know, he's still throwing 95, 96. The action of the split or the changeup wasn't great. The slider wasn't good. He was just getting hit hard with the long ball. You know, he hung a changeup here to Oscar. I go back to that one, and that was the beginning. Kind of like we were paying the price whenever we hung a pitch. I think in the bullpen he's more aggressive. You know, he understands that you don't have to set the hitters up. You don't have to go six innings. You just throw that fastball at 96, 97, and. And the off-speed pitch is just, you know, you don't have to be precise with them because the pressure of the game will dictate sometimes what the hitter is going to do. You know, it's a 2-0 count to Roberto Perez. He wants to win the game. He throws three sliders in a row, and he swings and misses. So a few years ago, he was with the Rangers. I was with Houston, and I thought about that time, like, you know what, that guy, I know he's had a long career, but his stuff in the bullpen, you never know because he throws that hard and he's not, you know, he doesn't shy away from the strike zone. But now he's throwing the fastball to the edge. He's throwing that changeup and the slider to the edge. He's getting swings and misses. You know, it's only two innings. You know, but
sure.
It do feels that, you know what, yeah. And he has something to prove too. You know, when I call him to the office, you know, he was genuine. He was like, man, I'm sorry, you know, I came here with expectations and you got two. I haven't been able to contribute. I was like, whoa, time out. We got a month and a half. This is not over. So be ready. Be ready every day out there. And it happens that day Work blows the save and we have, you know, we were limited and we're like, okay, here we go. Here's the guy. And it was eye-opening. And the next day it was better, you know, so hopefully it gives us structure, but we do feel good about those two innings that catch throughout the bullpen.
So if you are going to make a run, I guess, all hands on deck. So what's the latest, if you can tell us, on David Price? How's he feeling?
David is going to throw again today. And, yesterday he was here with Brad and the training staff. He felt better. He's throwing fastballs, I think, kind of like 50 throws or something like that. So he'll throw again today. If he feels better, we'll see when we get him back to the mound as far as like throwing a bullpen. One thing with David, You know, it might take a while. It looks like it's taking longer, but whenever he gets on the mound, it's a sprint because he operates that way. You know, when he feels good about it and he starts locating his pitches, you know, it's just a matter of, hey, when do I pitch? So we got to be careful, but at the same time, we got to be prepared because it can happen that quick. But as of now, play catch today. We'll see how he feels, and hopefully we can get in on the mound during the week.
So, Chris Sale, last couple outings, and you know, I know the numbers maybe weren't there. That error with Devers made it look maybe worse. I know it was only three earned runs, but I thought it was almost the same guy as the outing before. I thought it was just as impressive. Maybe just a better lineup. I don't know. But what are your takeaways from him the last couple outings? Where he's at physically.
Location is a lot better. The slider is a lot better. He's been able to get lefties out, which he struggled throughout the season. We're going to certain places that, you know, we have to evolve. You know, I'm not saying the stuff wise is kind of like CeCe that went from 97 to 88, 87, right. But he learned and he learned how to pitch at 87, 88. And although velocity's up now,
yeah.
It is 96, 97, but he's been able to pitch at 91, 92, get people out, get some quick outs, and then he has something left in the tank later on. But everything goes back to mechanics and location of the pitches. And as you know, everybody talks about velocity with him, but secondary pitches are very important for Chris, and he's been doing a good job the last 2 weeks.
He started walking in, for him, right? Everybody talks about walking in August, his numbers in August, September in the past. We know what it's been like here in the past. But do you feel like he's on a plan, like he's got an idea of how to finish strong and kind of put, you know, that an August and September appearances together?
I do feel that, you know, the season will dictate what he does in August and September. We can talk about usage or whatever, you know, that he's rested or whatever. But, you know, he wasn't good early. And I know he wants to be good. And he understands that for us to make it happen, he's a big part of what we do. And, you know, I don't want to say he's on a mission because he's always on a mission. You know, I mean, you look at his numbers. I was in awe that he was, you know, the fastest pitcher in the big leagues to get to 2,000 strikeouts. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. You're good. But I do feel it's more about that. I'm about him not proving people wrong, but just like, yeah, I was bad for X amount of month. I still have 2 months. You know, I can turn this around. And if I do, I'm going to put the team in a good position, and I think that's where his mindset is.
Alex Speer had some advanced numbers on Rafael Devers a couple days ago. Some of the OPS plus numbers, Alex, he's at his age of 22, is A-Rod, is Mike Trout. It's the best players in baseball. He's now getting the superstar treatment, including from Terry Francona, who's pitching around him. Has he been prepared for this? Talk about his maturation this year to where he is now being compared to some of the greatest players at the age of 22 of all time.
I don't think Rafi pays attention too much to the numbers and all that. I think he's done an outstanding job showing up every day, sticking to his routine. That's the most important thing. There's been two instances during the season that his average got to 330, and then he started swinging at everything, and the average went down. And he just went from to that stretch, and then Cleveland happens. And
8 for 8.
It's amazing because here he's swinging at fastballs up, breaking balls down. You know, he's slamming the bat to the ground, and he's showing everybody that he's 22. And then he gets locked in, and he starts going the other way, and he's not chasing pitches. And he's learning. And I said it the other day, he went 6 for 6 with 4 doubles. For some of us, that's a month. You know,
that's a month. Season.
That's a, I mean, that's a month and a great month. And but game over. He's happy that we won, but he's upset because he made that error. And that tells you a lot because at 22, I'll be like, error. That went 6 for 6. Mm-hmm. Nobody has done this in the history of games since 1908 or whatever. But he knows that. You know, not making that play, he puts Chris in a bad spot. He puts the team in a bad spot. So he's learning. He understands that it's all about winning, and that's what makes me proud. But because you know, last year it wasn't a great August. You know, it was a better September and obviously a great October for him. But he learned in August that it's all about the team. Forget about your stuff. You know, we got to try to win every game. You know, it's all about winning, and he's doing an outstanding job.
So, Alex, I know one of the big stories now, you know, with the season where it's at and people looking ahead, they're looking in the future. And there seems to be some uncertainty. A lot of people wondering if this is the last month and a half you're going to see of Mookie Betts. have you talked to Mookie at all, like as far as the contract early in the year? I think he mentioned one point he's thinking about it a little bit, or about the future of Mookie and just like what he means to your team.
No, I try to avoid those conversations, but I stay in touch with him as far as the now. You know, that's the most important thing. You know, he's been fighting his swing for a while, but he dominates the game the way, like right now, you look at the numbers, you're like, yeah, you know, like
it's that's a pretty good bad year.
Yeah, I mean,
to some people.
Give me, yeah, I mean, that's I mean, Hall of Fame year for us, Lou. And you know, his WAR is what, 4.7, and he's playing good defense. And I try to tell him every day, regardless of the results, you know, like the 3-for-4s or the 0-for-4s, he dominates the game in any aspect. You know, defensively, running the bases, you know, scoring from first. The other day he walked, we scored two, and I'm like, you see, that's how it works. And it's been, quote-unquote, a grind for two guys, JD and Mookie, but at the end they're putting good numbers and they're doing an outstanding job. That's what I try to do, you know, put him in a good spot mentally and obviously – you know, take care of him on a daily basis. And, you know, if 285 with everything that he's done is been bad, well, we got a month and a half to turn that around.
Let's talk to Alex about the Cumberland Farms question of the week. This one presented by Joyce Cohen of Mansfield, Massachusetts. She wants to know what goes into making the decision process of a daily lineup. Alex, do you rely on the staff or those decisions on the lineup made by you and you yourself?
No, I mean, the staff and also the information that is provided is very important. This year we changed a few things, but at the end, you know, one injury put us in a great spot offensively. You know, Benny gets banged up, and all of a sudden that morning I get up, you know, let's hit Rafi second. There was no analytics. There was no consultation. It's like, it feels right that Rafi should hit second. He takes off, so that decision was easy to make. But it's sometimes matchups. It comes into play. Obviously, usage, the workload is very important. But at the end, you know, as you can see, we're pretty set now as far as the lineup. There's a few decisions. Like today, we're playing Marco over Brock against the righty. You know, Marco has played the last two games. He's done an outstanding job. So playing a game, we got Brock off the bench. We might use him tomorrow. So those are decisions that we made us a group, but usually it's pretty easy. It's pretty set from 1 through 5. If it's a righty, we know who's sitting there, and if it's a lefty, we know Benny's hitting 6 most likely, and we put Christian hitting 5th.
So one lineup question then.
Who?
Chris Owings on Sunday. What went into that leading him off when you called him up that day?
I mean, right-handed hitter against a lefty. We know Mookie's not going to be there. I didn't want to switch Xander to lead off, you know, keep Devers there. So that's why he let off, you know. So it didn't work out.
And that was the Cumberland Farms Question of the Week, brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager. Send me your question for Ask Alex every single Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, wherever he joins. OMF, sometimes.
Next week.
Next week, too.
Okay. Wednesday, huh?
Wednesday, I think.
Jimmy Fun
Radio Telethon.
Yeah.
We've got Kappler in here, too, at some point, I think.
Cab, yeah. There's a few coaches, off. I heard. So. No, let's not do that.
coconut oil.
He's got a big coconut oil. He's got a lot of uses for that.
I mean, the advice
on
he
his
gave
blog,
us was
yeah.
coconut oil. Yeah. We can't be saying on the
radio.
Years
ago, yeah.
I went straight to it. I've never gone back.
Alex, thank you. That is Alex Cord joining us. We'll come back. OMF here, Ford Studios, Fenway Park.
That's a true story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.